be agile like water, as Bruce Lee would say, in this dance of life, and you're able to achieve and create whatever you wish to create.
I'm Alex Bloomberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
When I was a little girl playing in my father's office, I dreamed of learning how to code. But my dad wasn't a coder. He was a businessman. And I never got to learn how. And it's been something that I've been curious about my whole life. And now, like, this whole world is startup and tech crazy. And I just want to know how to code, too. Hack Reactor makes coding professionally go from being a dream and something that you just desire to have to really being a legitimate programmer. You could get a job straight away after. Even if you've been curious and you want to improve your skills and you're working in the marketing department and you happen to have to learn how to do HTML and you want to take your steps that much further, you got to check out Hack Reactor. Hack Reactor is the trusted environment, academic level education to go to become the best programmer that you could possibly be. Not only will you get the education, but you'll get the support from them to make sure that you're not alone in the journey. HackReactor.com. Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast. Oh my God, you guys, I have a special treat for you today. This was supposed to be the first episode of We Are LA Tech back in 2014 ever with the fabulous Cam Kashani, but things happened. Maybe we'll get into it. And it is now 2.5 years later, and we have Cam on the We Are LA Tech podcast.
Yay!
For you guys that don't know Cam, I mean, first of all, come on.
Get to know me, duh.
I don't know how you don't know Cam, but for those of you who don't know Cam, I talk about her all the time. I even sent her out in the We Are LA Tech newsletter lately, because literally it is this human being who created the LA Tech ecosystem. I'm not exaggerating. I was there. It was in 2010. Her community work in being the co-founder of what was the most epic and original co-working space in Santa Monica, Coloft. She was the co-founder of Coloft, and she did this like vibrant community work every single day from like reaching out to people on Twitter and in-house at the events and everything. She leads from the heart. And I remember we had this initial meeting in 2010. It was Cam, her co-founder. 2009.
Yeah.
Thank you. It was Cam, her co-founder, Tyler Koblasa.
Oh, yeah.
And me. And we were talking about how are we going to grow like Coloft. I wasn't a part of it. It was like a community meeting of the minds kind of thing. And I go, well, you got to like make sure you make the numbers. And she goes, no. Community first, profit second. And she stayed true to that the whole time and had this wildly successful business that created an impact so large that venture capitalists, accelerators, co-working spaces, and everybody and their mother around the world started moving to Los Angeles all because of the seeds planted literally by Cam Kashani.
Thank you.
I welcome to the show the fabulous Cam Kashani.
Well, it's an honor to be here. And thank you for the lovely introduction.
Like she's amazing.
Spree's my walking publicist.
She's amazing. She's absolutely amazing. Every day that I work on We Are LA Tech, I have to be grateful for how it started. And so if you don't know Cam Kashani, I'm just going to kick off the episode. Go start cyberstalking her right now. Where's the best place to cyberstalk you?
I'm all over the interwebs, from camkashani.com to my website, coaccel.com, that's C-O-A-C-C-E-L, to finding me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Cam S. Kashani.
And how do you spell Kashani?
K-A-S-H-A-N-I.
And it's also, you guys, C-A-M.
C-A-M is Cam. Yeah. Yes, it's not Kim.
And remember to have the S in the middle. I sometimes even forget.
Totally. Yeah. Yes. So, on Twitter and Instagram, yes.
So Cam S. Kashani. And so...
Just Google me.
Yeah. Just Google me. And so now she has launched forward into the future. So as I mentioned, in 2009, she had the co-working space, which was the most significant. And now she's met with like thousands, like literally she has personally incubated and mentored thousands of entrepreneurs and different tech professionals. And so it was a natural fit for her to create what I know to be the first human accelerator.
Yes.
It's crazy.
It's awesome.
And so tell me, what does that mean, a human accelerator?
So human acceleration is a term that I feel like I created. I don't know if that's actually valid. But what we do at CoExcel, and we call it the human accelerator because it's like a traditional accelerator. It's a 3-month incremental program where we create a customized plan for each person that comes through. It's a combination of coaching, relationship capital, and business and marketing strategy and guidance. So we accelerate the human to get to where they can really go in a 3-month period while also getting rid of all and any limiting beliefs or any negative associations with anything to really build an epic leader.
Totally. And what's so fascinating, because Cam and I mean, for those of you who don't know, and maybe a lot of you don't know this, we're very good friends. So I'm not going to go through my friend's coaching program because I think that makes it like a weird kind of relationship. And so I just get these little, you know, tidbits and snapshots. And I'm like, whoa, that totally, like, she changes everything for me on a daily basis. And we already had the interview set up today. And this morning I went and I texted her. I was like, dude, if we weren't friends, I would so want to go through your program. Literally, she has helped in just the snapshots of talking to her. She's helped with my productivity, with my limiting beliefs, with like ways that I didn't even know I was holding myself back. It's really epically cool. And so one thing that I want to touch and I want to make really awesome. Clear, I use the word coaching, but it's not actually coaching. How would you describe that to someone? What is it to go through your human accelerator?
Coaching on steroids. I mean, it's different for every person and the experience is going to be different. What it is we make your dreams come true and in a much shorter time period than, as cheesy as that sounds, but it's true. We have people launch companies who thought they could never launch companies. We have people who scale companies that never thought they could scale companies. We have just incredible results coming out of it.
And I want to get into, so some people right now may be being like, oh, that sounds super woo-woo, right? Or something.
Yeah, okay.
Let's talk about your, let's talk about your background.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
So this is my third company. My first was an epic failure. It was awesome. Much needed. It was 2 years, 200 grand and 3 customers. Like, that's how brutal it was. But from that failure spawned the concept of Coloft. Let's have an AA for entrepreneurs. Yeah. Let's create a space where we can all, quote unquote, fail together.
Right.
And Coloft was created community first and ended up spawning the LA Tech ecosystem, which is awesome. During the 4 years that I was at Coloft, we had over 1,800 alumni come through, including Uber LA, Instacart, the early Tinder team, ZipRecruiter, Fullscreen, like epic humans.
And you had, didn't you have the first startup weekend in LA there?
I partnered with Startup Weekend and we brought the first one to LA in very early 2010. And actually a lot of people historically refer to that Startup Weekend at Coloft as ground zero for the LA tech community, which is awesome.
Totally. Totally. And like investors like Ashton Kutcher came.
Oh yeah. That was awesome.
You're like, oh yeah, there was that.
I forgot about, like, I forget these things. Ashton Kutcher came to a startup week, like our third startup weekend in 2011, and he ended up judging and investing in the winning company, which at that time was Zarly, within 3 days with $1 million.
So crazy.
It was so nuts. Like the caliber of human beings that came out of Coloft and the energy that was created and what has resulted. Like if you mind map that shit,
it's crazy.
Can I swear?
Yeah, totally. Okay, cool.
it's amazing. So that's that. And also being a global facilitator with Startup Weekend for 6 years and going around the world
amazing.
And being able to do that.
And not only all of that, but Coloft was a profitable business.
Yeah. We actually broke even month 4.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So not only was it this just, you know, epicenter of mentorship, but it was a profitable business and it's led now where different countries have you come speak and inspire. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So I'm an expert speaker with the State Department in a program proven to ward off extremism by helping build entrepreneurial ecosystems and empowering and inspiring the women and the youth in the Middle East to create entrepreneurial projects. So I got to go to Kuwait and I got to go to Bahrain. And I mean, both were extremely successful. Kuwait was such a success in my first one that I ended up becoming an advisor, special advisor to the U.S. ambassador in Kuwait for innovation and entrepreneurship. And Bahrain was also incredible. I was a speaker at the Bahraini Business Women's Society Expo.
Incredible.
It was all just magical and incredible experiences and interacting with people from startups to royalty to politicians and like just incredible universe moments.
And what can you teach us about, you know, we have a perception of what happens over there. It's scary and far away. And then you go there and come back and you're like, no, it's like a magical, you know, unicorn land.
Yeah, yeah,
so
totally.
What can you kind of teach us about our misperceptions?
So I think a lot of our perceptions of what's happening in the Middle East is based on, you know, the media. And the media tends to function from a place of fear. And in reality, I went to both of these places and I encountered nothing but absolute love and hospitality. They welcomed me in and everyone was just so incredibly kind. And in terms of gender, the women, for example, in Kuwait are paid the same as men. And the women in both of these countries are all united. And they have everything to lose if they come from that angle, but they don't care. And they just, they're like, you know what? No just means not yet. We're united and we're making things happen and we're moving forward. It actually kind of made me a little angry with the state of things in the U.S. in terms of women all kind of coming together and working together and really helping one another move forward instead of holding ourselves back in any way. So it really gave me a lot of perspective and it really helped me see like, wow, the world is absolutely not what we think it is.
Totally.
And the things that are happening in these places are incredible. Like the startups that are coming out of Kuwait even are, they were so inspiring and they're doing incredible, incredible things.
Totally. One thing that I get asked a lot in interviews is if you could give one piece of advice to a new entrepreneur or somebody looking to be an entrepreneur, what would it be? And usually one of my answers is, without a doubt, you need a support system in place because being an entrepreneur is one of the hardest things ever, emotionally, time-wise, everything. And so for CoExcel to be that kind of hug throughout your whole journey and ensure that you're not alone no matter what, whether it's your relationship with your partner and discussing, I can't even imagine dating or being married to someone that isn't in startup life when you're in startup life because they don't understand. So, you know, what the psychology of that is. So to be able to have that support system in place from your personal relationships related to startup life, to your professional relationships, to negotiating deals, to realizing your full vision, CoExcel is necessary.
I think so. I can't agree more. My biggest advice always to entrepreneurs, and having worked with over 4,000 entrepreneurs and over 700 startups, I have what I call the five common denominators of a successful entrepreneur. And honestly, the biggest advice would be build yourself and invest in yourself, because the five common traits are self-awareness, number one, persistence, passion, resilience, and detachment from an outcome.
What's detachment? Yeah. Get into detachment a little
bit. Detachment is always the one that's like, tell me more. And before I do that, I just want to say all these traits are buildable. That's the cool thing.
Say them one more time, just so everybody absorbs it.
Self-awareness, persistence, passion, resilience, and detachment from an outcome. So, and again, they're all buildable. So don't feel bad if you don't think you have any of those. Everyone can get them.
Right.
Detachment is a unique one. Detachment is basically in theory. So I have this formula that I use where I say most human beings come from a place of once I get X, I will become insert state of being.
Right.
In reality, we have the power to be that state of being at all times. It does not have to be dependent on an outcome. And when we operate from that powerful place, all of the outcomes come together and everything's created. But if we are constantly attaching ourselves to once I get funding or once my company gets bought out or once, you know, just human, I lose 10 pounds or once like I get married or once I have to, whatever those are, then you're actually not in the moment, in the present moment of life. And you end up missing out on so many possibilities that that can be right there should you open your eyes. So that's in essence what detachment is. Be agile like water, as Bruce Lee would say, in this dance of life, and you're able to achieve and create whatever you wish to create.
It's amazing.
It's fun. I got chills saying that. I like it.
I mean, you guys have heard quite a few times today that I'm in this sound studio. That's a new sound studio for We Are Light Tech. It's so cool. I'm testing it out. I'm lucky to be able to be here because it's not my official spot, and I'm manifesting it. I'm feeling what it is to be in here, and I don't know, honestly, you guys, I don't know how it's possible. Like, I don't, but I'm just believing and I'm taking steps into being in that energy.
There you go. And just, that's what it takes. Yeah. The how is irrelevant when the why is really strong.
Yeah.
And we are the creators of our own universe, right? So in this case, detachment would be, it's possible that this particular space may not happen.
Yeah.
But be in that energy and stay in that energy. And in some way, shape, or form, something like this will manifest.
100%. 100%. So not only are you LA Tech extraordinaire and so supportive of the women in tech community, which we'll get into as well, you were just featured as one of the top 30 women in tech to follow by Inc. magazine.
Yeah, so were you.
Well, there was that. There was that.
Two badass ladies. Hey.
I mean, that's like crazy.
It's freaking
so cool.
Awesome.
It's so cool.
It's so awesome.
So you guys, so Cam Gashani, Inc. magazine, you could see it right there. And now with this human accelerator, CoExcel, she specifically takes focus on female founders, right?
Yes. Yeah. My absolute joyful element is working with inspirational female founders.
And why is that? You have a story behind that. What led you to be here?
Great question, Esprit. We'll take it down that route. So I kind of touched on a little bit of history with Coloft and my first startup and whatnot, but so what happened with Coloft, and this is no secret, I've posted it on my blog, it's actually on my website, like read the backstory here on coexcel.com. So my business partner in Coloft was my ex-husband. So once I filed for divorce, I was fired from my company. And that got me into this moment of, okay, like overnight, I'm a single mom with no income.
With twins.
With twin boys that are going to be 5 in May. Yay.
And how old were they at the time?
They were just over 1. So I had this moment where I'm like, who am I? Because everything I thought I was, I no longer was. I was no longer the, you know, that guy's wife that I was with for 12 years. And I was no longer Coloft Cam. And I had identified myself as those things for so long. So I had this moment in the universe where I felt absolutely naked and I went into a deep depression. And at this time is when the magical woman who is now my co-founder slash business partner slash angel in life, Jasmine Hannaby, she just appears in my life, and she is a globally renowned intuitive coach. She works with high level CEOs, with senators, with the French government, with billionaires, with huge corporations. And she's worked with over 20, 30,000 people and has a 99.9% accuracy rate. Like, homegirl is legit. And yeah. She comes into my life and she reveals so much in terms of truth and then helps paint this incredible picture of, yeah, you'll go through a hard time right now, but you're going to be this incredible leader. So she left this empowering context for me, and we ended up working together. She was my coach for about 3 years, and she helped build me back up at an accelerated speed. Within 8 months, once my divorce was over, and within this 8-month period after that, I went from literally being in the fetal position in my bed and being just super in a zone and depressed to working with the State Department and inspiring a nation of people in Kuwait. And to see that type of progress in a human being was like, I feel like I'm a walking miracle. So when we saw this way that we work together and we saw the kinds of results that I had and the fact that I was able to reprogram my mind like 180 degrees, literally, we're like, okay, there is something here. And on a personal level, like, I saw this need to build the human. Because there's all of these solutions out there to build your companies, to help accelerate your products, which is all great and awesome. But at the end of the day, it's the human that's the infinite possibility. And we don't need to identify with ourselves with any external anythings. You're the one who's meant to recreate in any given moment. You just need to believe in that possibility of you. So we ended up putting our minds together and created this all-encompassing 3-month program to help people achieve their optimal self and at an optimized speed, and incorporate all of the resources and tools that you need, the relationships that you need, the strategy and the marketing and the business components that you need. Because I know how to build businesses. I know how to make money. I know how to build a human being. Like, I know all of those components, and so does Jasmine. And then we both are super purpose-driven, and we love building these purpose-driven, powerful, mindful leaders.
I love it. We've known each other for quite a while. So I got to witness all the transitions.
Yeah, and she saw me at my lowest and she sees me now at my highest.
And I saw you before your lowest too. I saw all the transitions. Right. And I mean, from her personal story and from even the tidbits that I get, I mean, a lot of you may know, like, I owned an action sports company. And then when my company didn't realize the vision that I had for it, I went into a deep depression because I didn't know who I was outside of my sports company, that brand. I had had the brand for several years. So I didn't know what my food I liked anymore. I didn't know anything about myself because my whole being, my whole entire being was my company. Yeah. And if there's anything that has been the most important work that I've done throughout my life, it's the work on myself.
100,000%.
Because you guys, it doesn't take like an IPO or like being on the cover of Fast Company magazine or even being on Inc.
Yeah, none of that
to
really
determine your value.
Absolutely not.
It like the person who determines your value is you yourself and how you interact with the world.
It goes back to detaching from that outcome. And like when you come from a mindset of abundance instead of void, and when you stop chasing things, because in fact, when you chase things, they chase you, you end up creating a much more fulfilling life.
Yeah. I mean, listen, just connect with Kim. Just get off this episode right now. Just like stop right now. Go to Twitter. Or do you do email or anything like that?
So
like, what's the best way to connect?
I actually have a really cool thing on coaccel.com, coaccel.com, that it's a little blue floater and it says schedule coffee with Cam. And basically that's like a virtual coffee, not real coffee, where we can schedule a 30-minute call and get to know one another. And it's super valuable for the humans because at the end of the day, I am a resource. I am a connector. So I'm able to be like, hey, what are you looking for? What inspires you? Where can I help you? Like
100%.
Connect you. And it's a great way for me to meet people too, and for people to get value. So I love everyone to connect with me there. That would be awesome. And you know, if you want to see what my life is like, this crazy single mom building a company and trying to humanize business in this world, go to Instagram, Cam S. Kashani, at Cam S. Kashani. And then I have a fun inspirational account called Cam Unity. So that's like community, but with an A instead of an O.
And where can people find that blog post you talked about?
If you go to coaccel.com, well, it's on my Medium.
Okay, cool.
But if you go to coaccel.com, there's a button that says read the backstory here.
Cool. And you guys, we'll link to everything below in our show notes. Thanks to Carl, our amazing
Woo-hoo,
teammate,
Carl.
Cam, thank you.
Thank you.
And you guys know, if you want to meet more extraordinary people, check out the We Are LA Tech Experience Club. Cam is in that as well.
That's right. And I freaking love it. And do I tell you that I suggest it to every human I speak to? That is worthy.
It's awesome. The club members go on like sunset sales, escape rooms. We do game nights.
Incredible experiences curated with incredible people. Like, it's the only real community building initiative that I feel still exists in LA.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
It's true.
Wow.
I mean it.
Now I'm speechless. How am I supposed to finish a podcast?
How often does that happen?
How am I supposed to finish a podcast if I'm speechless? So go to wearelatech.com/club and you can find out more about the club. If you want to keep it digital, go to wearelatech.com/VIP for the private chat group. And you guys are awesome. I'll see you guys,
thank
talk
you
to you guys, hear
thank
you guys
you
in the next
thank
episode.
You, thank you. Love you, Spring.
Love you, Cam.
Bye.
Bye.
Huge shout out and thank you to Betalist. Betalist is amazing. I've used Betalist for my past startups. Betalist gains you early traction to your startup while it's still in beta. Go to betalist.com/wearelatech. That's betalist.com/wearelatech. Thank you for powering the We Are LA Tech podcast.
To get text alerts when new episodes come out, text 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. We Are LA Tech, hosted by Esprit Devora, has been a WeAreTech.fm production.